Some 92 House Republicans and Democrats are not saying how they'll vote on the Shays Meehan bill. One of them is former University of Nebraska football coach Tom Osborne, now a freshman Republican, representing Nebraska's 3rd congressional district. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
There are different ways of sitting on a fence. Congressman Osborne, speaking by phone from his district in western Nebraska, says he is leaning towards Shays and Meehan.
What I am for is whatever I think has a chance to pass that does the most to remove soft money, the most to remove undue influence. And right now, I suppose that Shays Meehan probably fits that parameter.
Osborne isn't wildly enthusiastic about the bill. Congressman Shays and Meehan tweaked it to better match the Senate-passed version. Now some Republicans complain that it's not strong enough. Osborne says it's been distorted to some degree. In fact, he's intrigued by an idea diametrically opposed to Shays Meehan. Republicans may offer an amendment that would do away with soft money from corporations and unions, but take all the contribution limits off hard money contributions from individual donors.
That has some appeal to me, and I'm just going to have to look hard, and I may vote for both. I don't know.
Osborne says he's been hearing about the issue from voters, especially since the Enron scandal broke.
This is not an affluent area, mostly agriculture. Most people are struggling financially, and I think they would very much like to feel that their vote counts as much as anyone else's.
Activist voters in many districts are being targeted by groups on both sides of the debate. At the Common Cause office in downtown Washington, callers were reaching out all over the country yesterday to promote Shays Meehan.
Would you like to give his office a call? Okay. If you would like, I can make that phone call for you, and then I will patch you through and be off the line. And what we're asking is that you ask him to support Shays Meehan to oppose any poison pill amendments.
Good afternoon, Congressman Tom Osborne's office. This is Kim. How may I help you?
And yesterday, Osborne's Washington office was fielding a light but steady stream of calls.
You would like him to vote for Shays Meehan, sir? Okay. Any reasons for that?
House leaders in both parties are pulling out the stops, too. Speaker Dennis Hastert is making votes against Shays Meehan a matter of party loyalty. Minority Leader Dick Gephardt is urging Democrats to overcome fears that Shays Meehan could cripple party fundraising and to vote yes. Osborne said he hasn't been lobbied much either way. No contacts from House Majority Whip Tom DeLay, whose nickname is The Hammer. Just one conversation last week with Congressman Shays. Yesterday, Shays said he's trying to keep it low-key.
I'm a little reluctant to talk to members on the floor of the House because, frankly, as soon as I do, there are about 5 people who descend on them.
Time is running out for the lobbying and the cloakroom talks. The House plans to vote tonight on rules for debate. Then lawmakers will wade through the bill, 2 alternatives, and as many as 20 amendments in a marathon session tomorrow. If reformers are to succeed in preserving their carefully crafted bill, they'll have to win all of the big votes. Shays has taken to saying there are 100 ways for them to lose, but only one way to win. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.